My God, it's so fucking cold here.
On East Radio, you'll have the word cunt a lot. But baby, so what?
You shouldn't use that word. A lot of people find that very offensive.
On East Radio, you'll hear the mother of all lesbians bitch about the government, scream about the president, and talk about a prolapse. What a wonderful prolapse. Wonderful prolapse. Good evening. That's where it's at. What a wonderful prolapse.
Carloads. I just remembered I should be doing an audition for a job that I won't get.
Which one is this?
Oh, I can't say. I don't want to edit it out.
Well, what is it about then?
It's douchey bullshit. It's like, play with your pussy. Yeah, it pays well if you get it, but I never get it. I haven't gotten a single job from all these auditions I've done. My cunt stinks. How are you? What temperature is it down there in Mexico?
It's all right. It's a big country, so there's different temperatures all around.
Well, in your part of the country is what I meant.
Jesus. It's pretty good. It's warm. I got a t-shirt on. It's all right. It's warm, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's negative 80 here. No, it's 4. It says it's 8 degrees, but it feels like 0. I was on my bike. I went to this meeting of Seattle Sutton, and I couldn't talk because my pants were so tight. I couldn't just... All I kept thinking about was getting out of the pants when I got home, which finally I did accomplish. Uh-huh. First, I had to go home and buy trash bags at the Black Jewel. I also bought pomegranate juice for my Skene's gland, bananas, and a Marie Callender frozen entree, which has now just finished cooking. Now, Carlos, I must ask, what was that? Oh, that was Rachel Kahan.
Okay.
Actually, I normally do a show with her tonight, and I will do a show with her tonight. So, but I thought I'd talk to you, and since I don't like to waste conversations, I thought I'd record it, but... For one moment, can you do me a favor and do a monologue whilst I get my frozen entree out of the microwave?
What do you want about?
I don't care. Just talk. Now.
All right. So people are stupid. Sometimes you get, like the bodybuilders. Sometimes you want to be like an expert in everything. And computers can do anything. So you got the Church Turing thesis, which says that everything can be represented as a language and with language and process. So, for example, like lessons learned from one activity are applicable to any other activity, right? By this definition, by this thing introduced by the Church Turing thesis. So. So just like a bodybuilder, you know, I mean, if you have a bodybuilder and he's like stronger than you, I mean, you're not going to like disallow or illegalize or whatever, you know, like legislate against bodybuilders just because you're weak, right?
I mean, what the Christ are you talking about?
Well, you said I could talk about anything. So I just started reading something.
Yeah, you can, but I wanted to know what the hell it is.
Oh, I gave a talk at a little school something, a little like a reunion thing with the
school for retards.
A school for indigenous people, something like this. It's like an organization for making consciousness, expanding consciousness of other people. They want to make like a cultural center in a small town. A small little village around here where the jungle is at and all the beautiful birds and pyramids and shit. But these people, I was giving this talk about computing and they cut me off like 40 minutes into it. They said time was running out. People wanted to go home because it was like cold outside or whatever. People stayed. After they cut me off, people still stayed like 20 minutes anyway. So I could have easily had finished my talk. And the whole thing is, it has to do with, the conception. Were you around? Did you ever see this movie? It's a kid's movie. It's called The Flight of the Navigator.
No.
You're not familiar with this film?
Never heard of it.
It's a Gen Y film, so probably a lot of your audience will be, at least know what the hell I'm talking about. So anyway, there's this son, there's this boy, there's this kid, he, like a fucking flying saucer, finds him, abducts him, fucking does experiments on him, and then returns him to the Earth, but except that he returns him like 20 years in the future or some shit like that. And the kid's all confused, and he has to go back to the ship to get back, and then the ship has like a robot inside, it's a really cool robot, they run around, they do all this shit, they get to know each other, they just learn shit, it's a really cool film. Anyway, So that's kind of the conception of a computer I had as a kid, right? It's this tool, you get inside it, it kind of takes you places, it teaches you things, it allows you to expand your mind, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, like, the conception that the media right now is, like, or not the media, but, like, the conception that is being taught to kids, especially third world kids, about what a computer is. It's not that at all. It's just like a multimedia device it's a device for multimedia consumption, basically. And the reason why that is, if I'm just allowed to go a little bit off tangent, for the sake of
that would be unusual.
Okay. Well, the whole reason is because ever since like the main motor of economic the main economic motor ever since the dawn of humanity has been expansionism. So since expansionism is about 70 years ago, it's just like ended. Like you can't invade another country. You can, right? But there's no new country. There's no new. The horizon is finished, right? The whole Earth has been Google mapped. I mean, you can't really. I mean, you can go to the moon, right? But that's, you can't really, like, invade another country or there's no new land you can exploit or anything like that. So instead, the powers that be, conscious of it or not, or, deliberately or not, the powers that be have seen, like, oh, okay, well, if you can't go and conquer some other new continent and rape their women and, steal all their shit, all their gold or whatever, right. What you can do is you can, like, sell them shit, right? I mean, you can just... their market, so you can just exploit that market, and so that's one of the reasons why like the U.S. is so interested in China. Yes, because they're afraid that China might become like the new superpower. But on the other hand, the other like seductive thing about China is like, oh, there's all these people who are soon to be middle class, and they can buy all our products. So that's kind of the thing. But the problem is that in a lot of third world countries or countries who are developing or countries that will soon become like middle class or whatever. All these people are like really stupid. I mean, let's just come out and say it like that. These people are stupid. And so you can sell them the product, not for what the product really is, but you can just kind of sell them like stupid versions of the same product. Kind of sell them the status of the product and not what the product actually does.
Right.
So for you and me, like an iPod represents like, oh, new media, podcasts, this whole new paradigm of, MP3s and all this kind of thing. But for somebody in this small village, I mean, an MP3 player only means like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go to the local monopoly, the local media monopoly, and like get all their media or whatever. You know, it's not, it's the participatory culture that's or the participatory aspect or the democratic aspect or the socially involved aspect or the mind expanding aspect, a lot of technologies are going to be missed out because a lot of the people who are pushing that technology to the third world aren't interested in that. They're only interested in pushing product and selling shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm kind of trying to, that's the reason I'm going to, you know, that's the reason for why I'm going to teach computers at in these small Mayan villages. But of course, the people who are like supposedly wanting to do this cultural center are interested in penis and vagina on their minds, and they're not really interested in penis and vagina. They're just interested in crap, right? I mean, they cut out my conversation.
Now, Carlos, maybe you're talking over their head. Maybe you need to dumb down the language.
I'm not talking over the heads of the kids. The kids were like totally into what I was saying. I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool, all these ideas. But the other people, they were just, you know, they were just, they were just like fucking
tick on my... Okay, I want to give you a choice. Who would you rather talk to, Griselda or Andy Melton, the fat man? Or Bicycle Mark?
Bicycle Mike. I'd like to talk to him, yeah.
Okay, let's see. I think he's a lesbian, so I don't know if he's going to be really available.
All right.
But his Skype is green, so... No, he's not there.
No, he's not. Call failed.
Who's your second choice?
The less fattening one.
Oh, fuck. I called Simon Toon. Shit.
Who the fuck is that?
Oh. He does the Slam Idol poetry contest. Yeah, that was a mistake. Oops.
Okay, Shishalda.
No, Griselda is her name.
Shishalda.
Griselda. Shh.
Shishalda.
She's not
Hello.
There.
Hello.
Hi, Griselda.
Griselda. How's it going?
Good. You're on my show. This is Madge. And you've got Carlos from Tijuana on the line.
Hi, Poppy.
Griselda just got back from Davos.
I did. I was at the economic summit.
Mm-hmm.
What happened over there?
We talked about important things like gold. Has it reached $1,000 an ounce yet?
It's close.
What blows?
It's close.
I know it's close. So
900.
Actually, in the it was like 905 last I checked. I was talking to rich people about how they can get gold bars for their house. They don't want virtual gold. They want the real thing.
Of course.
Yeah, but you don't have to. I mean, like, you can go to goldmoney.com and. That is real gold. They just store it for you in a vault. It's not virtual gold. It's actual gold. You can go visit it. So
right.
It's not stored in your house.
All of you viewers out there that can't do that, if you go to what's that website? Hang on, I have to find it. But
can you send in your real gold and then they give you money for it? Can you melt this gold into like a dildo and stick it up your ass too?
Yeah, and that's how you store it.
Someone told me, I'm making this sculpture called Half a Black Man's Penis, and the whole thing is gold. So my friend today told me about the story of the golden cock.
What is that story? I'd like to hear it.
Well, I'm not good at telling jokes.
Is it a joke
or a story then? What is it?
Well, it's a kind of a joke, but it's a story about this cock that, fucks you. Anyway, I won't.
What?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Let's talk about Davos.
Yeah, what happened in Davos and why were you there?
I went skiing in the Alps.
Uh-huh.
And I was asked to speak at the economic summit.
About what? Penises?
Gold penises.
I already told you gold.
Gold cocks.
Yeah, actually, well, one woman I used to work for, we always said we were going to make gold cock rings. And we were going to be called the Golden Cock.
I asked you just before I called you, I said, who would you rather talk to, Andy Melton or Griselda? He said, I'll talk to the least fat.
Oh,
least
I'm not even fat.
What?
I'm not even fat. I'm thinner than you with our BMI.
Oh, yeah. Griselda and I almost have the same BMI now. Mm. But you've always had a smaller BMI than I. And you've always been fat.
That's true. It's really depressing. I need to be less fat.
Right. Well, I was wearing these pants that I, you know, thought I could wear, and they were so tight. I went to my Seattle Sutton Anonymous class, and then I realized...
Seattle 7?
Mm-hmm. And I realized my pants were too tight, so all I could think about was getting out of my pants. And then I went to the Black Jewel, and I bought trash bags and a frozen entree. I just ate it while Carlos talked about third world computing.
Oh, there's a guy named Carlos that works at my store.
Is he hot?
He wears a coat that says Billionaire Boys Club on it.
What does that mean? Douchebag?
I don't know if it was like a club or something. I don't know.
I think it means douchebag.
Okay. So what else is going on?
Maybe it's like a brand or something, right? Maybe it's like a new fashion statement or something.
Well, I just drank pomegranate juice, and I'm thinking of eating my last chocolate chip cookie from CW Tampon that I got yesterday. What's new with you, food-wise?
Wait. Hold on, but I want to know...
Griselda,
like the video game. So, I mean, I remember that I read something about how people, like, from Davos, I mean, they just came away, like, there was no conclusion, right? There was, like, nobody found out how to fix the economic problem in quote-unquote, right? I mean, that's the thing.
Right. Basically, we're fucked, and our money is going to be completely worthless. So I saw Madge on BBC, and she was talking about credit cards.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, she should just use the credit cards because pretty soon our money will be worthless.
So it'll be worthless anyway. So you recommend I just go to a bank and like take a lot of credit cards out and just like buy a lot of crap and then just when the economy tanks, I'll just have crap to sell? Is that what you mean? Or what?
I think it's better if you can build a bomb shelter in your house and stock up on food.
And gold and just penises. Hide out there.
So I live like really near like jungles, and you know people can like sort of self-sustain for a while.
Can you talk closer to the microphone, Carlos?
I'm sorry. Is this better?
Try it.
Okay, well I'm trying now. Is this better? Can you hear me?
It's not so much better.
Fuck then, whatever. I'll just shut the.
But are you moving far away from the computer? What's the difference?
No. Okay. So. I'm moving closer to the computer.
We're trying to have a serious discussion about Griselda's experience in Davos. I find your distance from the microphone distracting.
Well, I have something off topic about Shoshonica. So Shoshonica is coming up in March. And to follow it, you have to be a member of the Church of Shoshaldanology. Well, it turns out L. Ron Hubbard, his birthday is one day after mine. Isn't that interesting?
You mean the Church of Griseldology?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Carlos, your mic sucks, but that's okay. You can keep talking. Carlos, I don't hear you. All I hear is your static cling.
I don't want to anymore.
Why?
No, wait. No, I don't know. I mean, if you say that I shouldn't talk, then I won't.
I didn't say that you shouldn't talk. I just said, get close to your microphone.
I'm trying. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm really close right now, so whatever. So, shit, what's this Griseldology? What's it all about? What, I mean, can I become a member? What are the benefits? Do I get a gold cock if I join? What's up?
Yeah.
I don't know what the benefits are. I guess I'm going to have to come up with some. I guess I'll maybe gold cock ring.
Okay.
Or you can get your penis test.
Okay, but what do I have to like? What's involved? I mean, what are the spiritual, you know, fucking like rules and shit? I mean, you know.
Carlos has a very little bitty penis, Griselda. I don't know.
Can I see it?
You'd have to use a juice glass.
I don't have a small penis, Mitch.
Oh, you don't?
No, it's pretty big.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see it then.
So you live in Tijuana, Carlo?
No, I live in Yucatan right now.
How is that?
It's pretty good.
But
I mean, at least it's not 40 under below zero or whatever.
But Carlos, you measured your hard penis once on my show. You said it was 4 inches erect.
No, it was more like five, right? Or six.
Uh-huh. That's enormous. You're right. Right, Griselda?
I didn't say it was enormous. I just said that it wasn't tiny. That's
pretty
good. Pretty big, pretty good girth, you know, the thickness is pretty good, and, you know, it also depends on what you do, you know, I mean.
Right, what you do with it, like, put in your hand and lube it up, and that's it. That's all I do. That's all I do with my layups.
So I nominated Fat Andy to be on Intervention. Have you seen that show?
No.
It helps people dealing with addiction, and there was a guy on it like 2 weeks ago who was exactly like Andy.
A dick?
Obese?
Yeah, really obese, and his dad abused him and would do things like eat cupcakes in front of him and call him fat.
Wow, that's terrible. How mean.
Yeah, I hope Andy can get on Intervention.
Yeah, you know, did you hear the show about PrEP with him and the fanny?
No, I'm a little bit behind because I was in Davos and my computer access sucked.
I had this AIDS queen and Andy was interviewing the AIDS queen and it was like, Andy was telling the AIDS queen that AIDS will kill you. You shouldn't get AIDS. And I was like, Andy, you're way 400 pounds. You don't think that's going to kill you, honey?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
So they put you in rehab for 3 months. So Andy would have to go to like OA rehab and live away from his parents. But I think if he lived away from home, he'd probably just lose all the weight.
Yeah. I'm trying to see.
I'm trying to join
Cheryl, but she probably will fuck it all up and not want to talk. I have to do 2 shows today. I can't talk long.
Hello?
Why do you have to?
May I have Griselda on the line asking for a rilch.
Can I help you?
Cheryl.
Hello?
I mean, Griselda, talk.
Oh, sorry. Rilch, I want to get you some more presents. Can I?
Yes, honey. Can I call you back in about, or can you call me in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Queef.
Okay.
Okay, will somebody remember 5 minutes? God, my ears hurt.
Uh-huh. I'm paying attention. 5 minutes.
So what else is new by you? Any more marathons?
Mary what? Oh, marathon. I think I'm going to do Dallas at the end of the month. I'm undecided if I'm going to do the 6-day race. I really like skiing now. So
yeah.
I'm going to go to Vail at the beginning of March.
Again? Didn't you just go there?
No, I went to Aspen.
Oh.
But skiing is really fun and it doesn't hurt. So that's a new concept for me. Normally, sports I do, I hurt.
And smell?
And stink.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you like run into a tree, don't you die or something? Doesn't it hurt if you run into a tree?
Yeah. What about that?
Well, yeah, but I'm not.
That's not hurtful.
Doesn't that hurt?
True.
When you
I
die.
I haven't died yet. I'm going to wear a helmet when I ski. What? People do. If that guy that ran into the woman in the Alps like 3 weeks ago, he would be dead if he wasn't wearing a helmet.
Isn't it like a very elitist fucking like sport? I mean, how many other people can relate to that sport? You know, why don't you practice like a normal sport like football or something?
Why don't you start a revolution?
I think I will. I think that now that I know that L. Ron Hubbard was born one day after me, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. L. Ron.
Mm-hmm.
L. Ron. It's like N-word, L. Ron.
N-word Hubbard.
N-word Hubbardson.
We have 2 more minutes to call back, Cheryl.
I'm debating whether or not I should get cookie or a pomegranate juice for my Skene's gland. So, Carlos, what else is going on down there in the south?
I don't know. We don't have drainage. What do you call that shit? Where the shit you flush, it goes into the street, and then from there it goes to the processing plant where they turn it into, less contaminating water. Yeah, peanut butter.
You don't have sewage?
We don't have sewage here. It just goes under the house.
Like a septic tank?
Yeah, or some shit like that. Yeah, can you believe that?
That's like Andy Melton's house.
Even in Tijuana, we had that, right? I mean, we don't have that here. Not in Merida, not in Yucatan.
So where does it actually go, the duty?
I don't know. I guess it goes underground or somewhere. But, I mean, it's just disgusting because, I mean, what happens to the water table, right? I mean, the whole water is connected. So if
Is there a tank?
I'm not sure if they have a tank or it's just a hole on the ground where everything goes into.
Can you look?
Because if it's a I don't know, if it's a tank, can you believe that? I mean, they're going to have to pump the tank out one day. I mean, do you think that's really efficient?
You have to understand how septic tanks work, Carlos. There's a method to their madness. You should Google septic tanks.
I don't want to. There's
three layers. There's the sludge layer and there's the scum layer. Andy has one, and he told us all about that.
Uh-huh.
The sludge layer is at the bottom, and that's where the hard layer, maybe the more duty goes. The scum layer is the top, which is light-flavored duty scum. And then the middle is water, basically. And the water does get recirculated into the water business, and then it's surrounded by some rocks and all this, so it can absorb the water. And then, eventually, once in a while, you have to... You have to suck out the duty with a big tank. I hope they have them over there in Yucatans.
Yeah, I think there's a truck that go around and fucking suck it up for
suck
you.
Suck the duty up. Yeah, Andy had a problem because he took such big duties. And when Cheryl sent him some Fiber One, he took these huge shits, clogged the entire sewer system, and his dad had to pump the septic tank out from the doghouse because they have a doghouse covering the septic tank. It was a mess.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's, really inefficient, you know? I mean, I just think that's the most stupidest thing. It's just deferring the problem to the future. And I hate that sort of thinking, you know? It goes against everything. It goes against my ethical, perspective on everything, right? I mean, you have to plan for the future.
It goes
Planning for the future and getting your shit together and not leaving everything up to your grandson or whatever, we'll do it later.
It's just duty. What do you mean leave it for you? It's not going to last. It's not going to last for you till your grandchildren are there. It's just a piece of duty. Right? It's time to call Cheryl. It's time to call
Cheryl. Yeah, it is.
It's just duty, honey.
Cheryl will agree with me.
Cheryl, it's
Hi,
just
Cheryl.
Cheryl Carlos is on the phone. He's making a big deal.
Excuse me.
Carlos and Griselda. And Carlos is talking about how he has no sewage where he lives in Yucatan Peninsula.
Now, what happened to Griselda, honey?
She's there.
I'm here. Hello. I was in Davos.
She was in Davos, Switzerland at the Economic Forum.
Back to me. What were you saying about present?
Cheryl is high on OxyContin. You gotta give her some.
You know what?
Leeway.
Don't hate. Just because some people are not as rich as you doesn't mean that unemployment needs to color literally, figuratively. What? Unemployment?
You know, Griselda found out that her birthday is the day after N-word Hubbard.
The day before.
Who?
N-word Hubbard.
Who's that?
L. Ron Hubbard, I mean.
Oh, that's great.
So, Griselda-ology and Scientology, there's another connection.
Wow.
L. Ron Hubbard, N-word.
Wow.
Griselda. Carlos was talking about his sewage, though, Cheryl, and I was telling him about the scum layer and the sludge layer. He's getting very upset that where he lives, there's no public sewage system. I said, well, that's no worse than Fandy Melton.
That's true. Maybe his stomach, his body, and his septic tank covered by a smool house. Smool.
Smool, what the fuck?
Hello, cool, Carlos.
Is that kind of like the schmoo? The schmoo from the Katzenberg kids or whatever?
Why do you sound so crappy?
Because he has a PC, and it seems like everybody with a PC has shitty sound.
That's right, because I'm poor.
Although Griselda sounds good, though.
Yeah, and it was a cheap PC.
What kind of microphone are you using? What?
I'm using an EPC mic.
Oh, I hate those.
He's also in the third world, so that may be more.
Well, it sounds like the third world to me.
I know, they don't even have plumbing.
Not like Fat Andy Melton's house. Cheryl, I asked him, I said, do you want to talk to Griselda or Fat Andy Melton? He said, I want to talk to the least fat one.
That's Cheryl. I'm very skinny. I'm very beautiful and very young.
How's your ovary hole? Carlos, Cheryl had an ovary removed.
Through her pussy or what?
The what?
Through her pussy?
Pussy? I don't have one of those, honey. It's called an ass cunt. It's one hole. Now, what's your question about gonorrhea?
Got it removed through there?
My ass cunt.
No. I don't think that they went through my ass cunt. I know they didn't repair it. They said, this is one procedure. This is not, your ass cunt is not covered by your insurance. Neither is the ovary. So which one do you want fixed? And I said, you already tried to fix the ass cunt, and you fucked up, and you still made me pay for it, you assholes. They just fixed the goddamn fucking ovary, so I don't die when I'm 24. Thank you.
Why do you have a Jersey accent all of a sudden?
Excuse me? Do not.
Because she's on drugs, and she's from Oklahoma. She's from Oklahoma.
New Jersey housewife, yes.
She's from Oklahoma. Somebody said she sounds like... Who is that girl on your show that's from Oklahoma that sounds like she weighs 500 pounds?
Girl on tech?
Oxycunt.
And I still got to talk to Rachel for 3 hours today later. Her sister popped a baby out.
She had an abortion?
No, actually, she kept it. Some people actually keep the things. I don't know why.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
But she sent me a text message. My sister went to early labor. I was in the bath. 2 seconds later, seriously, my sister had a baby. It's a boy. Everything's fine. Or I don't know if it's a boy. Everything's fine. I'm like, she had a loose pussy.
Use directamente la botella utilice para marinar y como salsa para bañar las carnes, aves y mariscos.
What? He said something about fish.
Rico?
Pollo. Marine cuatro mitades de pechuga de pollo sin hueso en un tercio de taza de salsa teriyaki chico man.
I can't handle this.
He's being stereotypical. He said something about kikkum and soy sauce on his chicken.
Honey, the point is this.
What?
I don't speak Mexican, and I do speak American, which is good language, good, blessed America, not anywhere else. Now, honey. Please translate for an ignorant woman in the Midwest. Echo, punta. Si. No speak of the Spanish. You want anything in the mail?
Chupa mi vagina.
Yep.
So, Cheryl, how was your trip to Good Time Island yesterday?
Well, it wasn't as good times because I wasn't molested.
You were what?
I was not molested. Therefore, not so good.
Were you a wallflower at Good Time Island? Nobody would talk to you and molest you.
Well, it was more than I had paid for 5 days, and the snow drove everybody away.
Cheryl, did you want to ask, or Carlos, did you want to ask Griselda anything about Davos? I mean, she went there to report, just for us. Davos to the Economic Forum. Everybody was there.
Right, so I just have one question, if it's okay to interrupt like this. So I mean, really, Griselda. I mean, so we're really just fucked. Is that your conclusion or their conclusion?
Well, I am an expert on this stuff, so yes.
I'm an expert on economic policy. It's just true.
Yeah, Madge just hasn't ever tapped my knowledge before.
Your vast wealth of knowledge.
True.
So, you said yes, so that means yes to both of my questions. And why?
I'm like, I can't understand her.
Carlos, can't you stand still? Why is your? It's every time you talk, I hear thumping. I hear all this noise. What are you doing? Are you walking around with your laptop or what?
I'm masturbating to the thought of your lips.
What?
I'm not moving. God damn it! Somebody else is moving. I can hear somebody else moving.
No, that's just Griselda's vagina. It's not your. It has nothing to do with your sound. What, Carlos?
There's an echo in this large room that you are in.
Right,
Carlos. Poor
audio
quality.
Yes, because it doesn't have any fucking furniture yet, okay?
I think it's the level. It's the level.
He is, but his apartment is empty, therefore there's an echo. He's poor.
Well, he said he don't have no toilet. What do you expect?
So poor, so blank.
Well, I'm the exact opposite of... Griselda girl. I don't go to fucking ski resorts. I don't do that shit. You know, I'm not in that circle of people.
Well, hey, you're the one that wanted to talk to her because she's less fat than Fandy Melton.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, since I don't belong to that crowd, since I can't make dildos out of gold or shit gold or anything like that to that effect.
You can use your own poop, honey.
What?
I said you can use your own poop.
Well, who else would you use?
I don't know.
Has anybody heard of that girl who sold her virginity? She was from San Diego.
No.
She auctioned it or something for $36 million.
What for? Who would pay that?
I don't know, some idiot. But anyway, I was thinking, like, why don't we make like a virginity index or like a virginity market or something? Maybe that can be like the new currency, right? Since all the currencies are devaluating, maybe we can make like.
I'd rather just use pop unders.
Pop unders. What the fuck is
top
that?
Under. Where?
Penis and vagina.
That's all about the OxyContin.
So how would you make virginity into a currency, Carlos?
I'm not so sure, but I'm sure you could somehow figure it out. I mean,
it's,
it
in
won't,
layups.
What can I do to make you understand that I'm just like you? I mean, I live in a third world country. I don't have plumbing.
Andy, is that you? Andy,
what did you ask? I mean, how
you could understand that I really am just like you?
I don't know. No, I mean, what I mean to
other
say
than I don't play football.
The point is just in this: Carlos doesn't understand your situation, going all over the world working, but yet you get to travel all the time for, quote, running, unquote.
No, she's an economic expert.
I just, it don't make no sense.
A lot of things don't make sense, honey.
That's right. That's exactly what I mean. Cheryl is totally saying what she's handling.
You should completely understand. I mean, we're exactly the same, except I don't have an ass cunt hanging out.
Well,
I'm a beautiful young woman, 25.
True.
Without an ass cunt. Without a prolapse.
3/4 of a lung.
Well, I work my ass off. I got 24 jobs, just like my age.
A lot of abortions. I mean,
exactly.
That takes its toll on you.
I'm famous.
Yeah, very. So is Griselda.
Provide health care, that's for sure. Even the fashion bug, that definitely don't.
What's the fashion bug? Is that like the AIDS?
Sure.
No, it's a horrible store with horrible clothing.
Is that like Chico's for the fatties?
No, it's like for the poor people. For poor people, honey. It's wonderful.
I guess from my perspective, all I can really say about this whole economic problem is the only solution I see is just to keep
less on regulation. Less regulation. Sorry.
No, it's not less regulation. It's just getting your ass to work. I mean, I don't have a choice.
Oh, anyway. How dare you? How dare you?
I'm not gonna starve. That's
what
for
are
sure.
you insinuating?
I know when
Obama was talking about he wants to create this stimulus and create all these jobs and highways and shit, I'm like, you think I'm going to work on the goddamn railroad?
I can't sing those songs. I can't prolapse. Listen, the change that is coming is tax cuts. So don't worry. Lots of tax cuts for rich people. That's change we can believe in.
Mm-hmm. And drugs.
We can believe in lips. They're always there. Just stretch it.
Cheryl's becoming a Republican because Rush Limbaugh supplies her OxyContin.
It's true. We get along like the... he's also got the bloated white man hat syndrome that you pointed out before.
It's so bad. She's turning into a Republican. She's even changing her.
It's the drugs.
Her accent. Look at her accent.
She's on drugs.
What are you two looking about?
Laps ain't good.
I ain't gonna tell you. Laps ain't good. It's good. Don't let it ruin your life. Point.
I wonder if it'll let me put this one obese person on anyway. I don't think so because I already have 4 people on, but I'll try. This could work.
Oh, good. The sound quality will get even worse.
Yeah. Who's the... Oh, what happened? Carlos hung up. He hates obese people. That's okay.
Well, that's only okay because this quality was so good.
Andrea. How you doing?
Hey, girl.
I'm in a depression right now.
You're depressed? Why? Don't you have any food?
No, I'm so happy. Listen, shut up, man. Andy, I'm very happy to talk to you. I miss you.
I miss you too, girl.
Hi, honey. How are you doing? Why are you depressed? Come on.
Did you clog the toilet again, Hanades?
Oh, God, actually, I did last night.
What happened?
Did your dad?
Did your dad have to suck out this tank in the middle of the night when it's 1 degree out?
No, I was actually able to plunge it and it go down this time.
It go down? It goed?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Cheryl, it goed.
Now, what happened? Did the house get flooded outside? I mean, the small house.
No, the small house is on its side.
The brown house. It's called the brown house.
You still have not taken a video of it for me. I need you next to it to go for a size comparison. It will look like you're a Godzilla. Mm-hmm. It would be a good compelling video. Now, honey. Are you going to do some videos? You promised.
Who Who are you talking to, Fatsy?
Well, because he would like to raise some money. And I said, if you do videos, people will be more willing to give you money if you show us the tragedy that you're living in and you're fat.
I think you should. Now, you've pretty much, you're done with Yeller Fatty, right?
I have no idea.
Because what I was going to suggest is porno with Yeller Fatty might get you some tips.
Honey, what do you mean you don't know?
Yeller Fatty. Well, hello, Yeller Look, Fatty.
Honey,
it's
honey,
so
honey,
nice
honey,
to
honey,
eat
honey,
your
honey,
ass
honey,
out.
Honey, honey,
Yeller Fatty. Well, hello, Yeller Fatty. Griselda, why aren't you talking?
I just didn't know what to say. But I'll start talking now. Sorry.
Ask Andy questions. He's fat. You like that.
Andy, are you still eating a lot of Fiber One?
I'm out of Fiber One.
You're out?
Can you buy some more?
Cheryl, will you buy him some more?
I already spent like 30-some dollars sending him. I think someone else can take the next round.
Griselda, hello.
Griselda.
I want to buy Cheryl something because she had an ovary removed.
Well, you can do both, but I come first and then Andy.
What are you going to get Cheryl for her ovary problem? How about
what do you want, Cheryl?
Well,
I think she wants a new laptop so she can get her ovary destroyed.
I don't really want to lose the other one, Nate.
What about a yo-yo?
What?
But then you won't have to have abortion.
Honey,
she likes
as it. As I said in the comments, if Juanita, you know, gets in the treatment, I will have them frozen and re-implanted later so I can still get abortions. It's very important to my lifestyle.
Okay.
So the point is, I will be getting abortions regardless of eggs. I mean, ovaries. Now, honey, you can send me a present from your workplace. You can send me really delicious food. I like food.
What about the you like butterscotch syrup?
I don't really like syrup.
Caramel syrup.
Caramel
syrup. It causes the cancers. I don't like that.
What about, what else do you have? Any of those, what else can you send Cheryl? What about
how about chocolate graham?
Yes, that's good.
Chocolate grahams?
You like darker milk?
Oh, honey, those. You could send me pounds and pounds and pounds.
She asked you if you'd like dark chocolate or milk chocolate, honey.
I said I like those, bitch.
Oh, their chocolate is really good. I like it.
When have you ever been to a Starbucks?
I haven't. I've had it sent to my house.
From who?
From a listener.
Did the cup still?
Have you ever seen a Starbucks?
I've drove past one.
Did you want to go in but couldn't?
Well, I mean, I've rode past one.
Did you want to go in and see if you could sit on one of their chairs without it breaking?
Is there a weight limit, Griselda?
Yeah. And he's too fat.
And which chair? You mean one of the sofas or a bar stool?
I think he'd have to sit at the handicap table, right? In his scooter.
Yeah, the handicap table would fit him on the wooden chair.
Okay. So you could go with Andy. Andy, what are you depressed about? Or should I not have reminded you?
Don't remind me.
We're having a problem. I keep getting letters, emails from Auntie Vera, and we did a show today, and evidently she's been waiting all day for Wanda to send her recording to Vera.
Oh, God, she got to wait a few more days for that.
Yeah. Why? Where did Wanda go?
Wanda's very busy.
Did she go somewhere?
Not that I know of, but she may be at the gym, honey.
Oh.
Maybe.
So, Andy, ever since you told me something, we haven't been talking. So,
what else is going on?
What did you tell?
Ever since, I was trying to remember Cheryl's real name.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Cheryl's got a real name. Cheryl is Cheryl.
Well, you know what I mean.
Honey, we're not going to talk about this name.
I don't know what you're talking about. I need to know.
Okay. So, Andy, what's been going on?
So, Griselda got mad at me.
Why? Because you called her fat?
I was just trying to remember Murkowski, because my friend moved into Cheryl's neighborhood. And I wanted her to look up Murkowski.
But why did she get, why did Andy get mad at you?
No, I didn't get mad at her. She got mad at me.
Why?
Because she was a dick.
Because of the obesity?
Yeah. He was just jealous that I'm not fat.
Cheryl, what color did we decide Andy is? Was it
purple?
It is purple. I'm sorry.
Because the color purple, I don't know.
Why did I think he was green fatty?
Oh, I thought he was green fatty too.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think he was green fatty.
Yes.
But he said he was pocket fatty. No, Sharon Tampa.
That's not a color.
Sharon Tampa said he's pocket fatty.
Well, maybe someday the red monkey will complete his project.
Yeah, where's that fucking video, honey?
I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
Whoa, wait. Video?
Cartoon. It's special. Just don't worry about it. Please.
Don't worry about it, Nate. Please don't worry about it. Perfectly normal. Perfectly normal. Perfectly normal.
Now I got to find my clip. I hate for you to, when you make me work.
It's normal for her to have a vagina and for him to have a penis.
Perfectly normal.
As long as you lick it. Anyways.
Andy, do you have AIDS yet?
I wish. Then I'd be getting out of the house to go to the doctor.
Well, if there's cancer AIDS, which is crades, what's fatty AIDS? Fades?
Yeah, fades.
Breast cancer.
Oh, we're horrible people, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, pretty much. Ain't no surprise to me.
Andy, why couldn't you give instructions on Goatsy the other day?
It's very simple. You bend over, you push it out, then you grab on the right side, the left side, and you pull apart, and you push out at the same time. And you understand. When you're doing that, you say, Goatsy.
But isn't it weird, Cheryl, that prep has did blood fisting and all this, and he doesn't even know what a goatsy is?
Surely he's seen
one. There are not even words for her.
Oh, people keep asking me who prep is, and they all think it's Matt Blender.
It is.
Oh, wait,
like three people have said, is it Matt Blender?
Yes.
I can confidently say that Matt Blender is too retarded to be prep. Sorry, you failed. What, Griselda?
Well, I was just in London, and I was going to meet Roger Smalls and Bobby No-Note, and because of the weather, I didn't get to.
What? You missed out on Roger Smalls because of weather?
Well, what happened was I had to fly from Geneva to New York, and I was supposed to be in London for 2 extra days. But my trip was short.
Uh-huh.
So I just was bringing that up because I'm really disappointed. I almost met Roger Smalls.
Well, he's supposed to be real ugly.
Yeah, and the zits, I think.
What?
Zits, a lot of zits, maybe.
Okay. Let's talk.
Okay, I'm going to go get my... No, I have to save my cookie for Rachel.
Your what?
My last cookie. I can't... You know, I have to eat to suffer through... I still got to talk to Rachel for a fucking hour.
Are you gonna call me for an hour with Rachel?
No.
Okay.
What kind of cookie?
You don't say anything anyway.
Honey, listen. You cannot do a show alone with Rachel. I cannot sit through that shit. Neither can anyone else.
The last one was good.
And no. What? What are you? What? I was on there. That's why it was.
No, okay, wait. The one before the last one was good.
Yeah, that was a good show, that one, where we talked about how all that New Age shit was real good.
Oh, yeah, that made a lot of sense. That was really good advice she gave. Now, the point is that Rachel is a mess, and she needs a little bit of moderation.
Cheryl, who ain't? Who ain't a mess?
Me.
Right, sure.
I'm perfect.
Perfectly ugly.
Well, I've got gas now too, honey.
Ow, I hit myself with the
mic. Hemorrhoid.
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's normal.
Perfectly normal.
Some men worry when they notice that the erect penis has a sort of angle to it. This is perfectly normal. Please don't worry about it. And I said, that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side, you couldn't sit down. And a boy...
Well, then no problem there.
A boy should be assured early in life that it's normal for him to have a penis. If you're controlling your ejaculation for a minute or two... Believe me,
you know what?
That's perfectly
you
normal.
Mix it so it's perfectly normal for
please
him to have a penis
treat them
and her to have
kindly,
clean blood.
But firm.
Please don't add to his trouble.
What? So women have clean blood.
This too is
blood?
Perfectly normal.
Yes, clean
and
blood,
this,
clean blood.
This too is perfectly normal. This too is perfectly normal. And this is what you can expect, and this usually takes place when you have an orgasm. This, too,
usually
is perfectly normal, and this is what you can expect.
Sorry, I don't know why I had that clip twice in a row.
Clean blood.
Ms. Weinstein.
Do you not have clean blood on there?
They discovered other infections.
What are that?
I had a yeast infection, and also my wound was severely infected. 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 I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.
Friday.
I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.
Friday.
This is my penis.
I had a yeast infection.
This is my penis.
You're welcome.
This is my penis.
Friday. You're welcome.
This is my penis.
I had a yeast infection. I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.
Aww. Those adults who are blocked in this phase.
Oh, God. All right, I'm done. I need an hour in between this shit and Rachel.
Wow. Well, you appreciate having the chance to speak with Sandy Melter as well. As Griselda, my favorite woman, Lata Natal.
Yes, Cheryl, you should come stay with me in New York.
Yes, well, I will come visit in the near future, Nate. Boy,
okay.
Now Matt, get fucked. And Andy, I love you. Let's fuck
love you too, girl.
Later.
Bye.
That's your responsibility. If you've been a rat, well, never confess. Never confess. Never confess. Never confess. Don't ever confess.